Yeah, I just did the Global Peace and Unity Conference at the Excel venue in London, at the Docklands in London. And by far the largest audience we have ever received to listen to the truth about what happened on 9/11. We're talking about 22,000 people. And that's huge by any standards. And I thought at the very beginning that I was going to be received pretty well, because this is a Muslim community listening for the first time to the last survivor of the World Trade Center. So I was very, very amazed and surprised how they opened their hearts and their love to receive me. I must tell you that at the same time, they were pretty shocked with all the information that I gave them about 9/11. So it was a historical event by itself to be able to bring this message to the community. And I was able to speak at the Yvonne Ridley Islam Channel television show on Monday. And I also voiced my happiness that these people were able to receive the message as exactly what it is, an attack to them, an attack to the whole Muslim community all over the world, and at the same time to educate them on the event and bring the expertise of the intelligence community that I have met with so many times that have told me that the government lied about what happened.
But don't you think that people still see you as a conspiracy theorist?
I am not a conspiracy theorist because I am an eyewitness. I was there. I experienced the event. I vividly can tell you second by second of what happened on that horrible day. So as an eyewitness, my testimony is usable and is being used in court. If I was a conspiracy theorist, I would not be able to bring this kind of information to a court of law and actually prosecute other people.
So see, this is the interesting thing about you, William, is you've actually been recognized in the United States as a hero of 9/11, and you've met George Bush himself.
That is correct. I met the devil in person. I shake the hands of the devil. And
why do you say that?
Well, I'm just voicing exactly like Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, has said that the devil was here at the United Nations conference that he did for the General Assembly. So I'm voicing his position because I believe that Bush have draped himself with extreme right, Christian right, as a new messiah, trying to be the president of the Christians, when in reality the guy have done more damage to any kind of a religion that you can have put together in terms of a coalition anywhere in the United States. And not only that, he is actually a person that is very Machiavellic. I believe that all these positions that he has taken after the war in through the war on Iraq, not after, but through the war in Iraq, has been detrimental to America itself all over the world. It's something that no public relation will be able to ever clean up, because instead of actually solidifying and fortifying our position in the world, have made us actually look bad. We have gone backwards instead of forwards. And he always say, do you feel more secure now than 5 years ago? No, actually, we feel worse. And we feel worse by our own government. We're living in a police state in the United States. We're living in a quasi-dictatorship. And people still at this point don't realize that 50 years of civil rights movement achievements were totally erased by the Patriot Act, was totally erased by the Homeland Security Act, was totally erased by the action of this president that not only have actually acquired all our personal rights. Think about it. No president in the history of the United States have more absolute powers than George Bush. And right now, of course, I'm in a position that I could be deemed as an enemy combatant under his new power. And he can say we have to halt him because he's talking against the government. And actually, I am talking against the government, definitely. And I will continue talking against the government, but I'm not talking against the people. I'm not talking against USA. I'm not talking about their citizens. I'm talking about the people that actually take the decisions and that have put us in this kind of despair, international despair.
So you doubt his credibility as a Christian, because he really is a symbol of the Christian right in the United States, and really represents the views of many, many Christians in America.
I do doubt that, and not, this is just a political machination, a maneuver just to, you know, those people are his base. He said it. This is my base. So, you know, he keeps them happy and, you know, he continues the show. But in reality, this guy is something that we called, we don't call him the Omen or the 666, but we call him close to the devil, as we called Osama bin Laden before, because we believe what they were giving us as information to digest intellectually, and then when we realized that the whole thing was a lie, we had a stomachache.
Have you attracted heat from the U.S. government? I know you have received death threats.
Other threats, of course, and they have broken into my apartment several times. It's very well documented by newspapers and all over the internet. I was put on the no-fly list. I am actually practically all the time on the news. Every week you will see me on the news in the United States. Every single week. For 5 years, I have never stopped being on the news. And I think, like my friend David Shiler said, as long as you keep yourself in the middle of the ice storm, you will be protected. The moment that I stop talking and being visible, that's when they're going to do the heat.
Now, you mentioned you've had your apartment broken into. Well, that is actually quite a normal thing. There's no need to necessarily attribute that to some sort of U.S. security service intervention, surely.
Yeah, that is correct. But how funny, because I received an email from a former NSA agent, National Security Agent, saying that there was going to be a contract outside the agency, meaning that an operative contract on a person that was talking against the president and related to 9/11. Vague enough, but could have been adapted to any of the leaders of the 9/11 troop movement. So I wasn't going to take a chance. So I took that email and I forwarded to 360 journalists that I have on my mailing list, people that I've done interview with. When I sent it, I went out. Within 2 hours, when I returned back, my apartment was broken in. How convenient. How strange. And guess what? I am one of the most well-loved person in my community for all the things that I have done for the community. And I called the police. And the police refused to investigate. They didn't want to go and do a report or investigate. And they never gave me a reason. And I said, listen, this happened when I did this. And, well, this is an incident that is normal in the area. He said, well, how strange. You have a house here. They break through the door. Break through. There is no other thing that they steal but my computer. Now, they went for the data. Because right next to the computer, I have a $5,000 television camera. If a thief is going to steal something, it's not going to go for a computer. It's going to go for a camera. Because it's lighter, it's faster to take out. Then there was all the kind of items there that were never touched. They went for the data. They want to know how many people I was contacting with, who was actually being in contact with me, what kind of information I have related to 911. Because I've been saying it publicly that I do have information. And that's been part of my lawsuit. But I haven't been publicly saying exactly what kind of information, because that will come after when we throw these bombshells.